world is racing to get back to normal. We all want to meet up again. But after a year of being locked down, it takes time to get back to normal. When we are going through things, we tend to turn to our friends to talk to, but they don't necessarily give us the best advice. We all need help from time to time, and asking for support is a sign of strength. It is not weak. Help is available immediately through Talkspace, who will match your needs with a licensed professional. You could get the help right away. Start feeling better with a single message. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com, and you will get $100 off your first month if you use the promo code Shaun, S-H-A-U-N. That's $100 off when you use the promo code Shaun at Talkspace.com. Today we have a first on the channel, a prison forensic psychiatrist. And Shaun is the correct pronunciation of your name. And Shaun has his own YouTube channel. So I urge people to go over to A Psych for Sore Minds, the link to Shaun's YouTube channel and socials will be in the description box below this video. And the YouTube channel is doing quite nicely, seeing as though it's only been recently started. Shaun also has a book coming out. Am I allowed to say the title?
Absolutely.
We believe it is going to be called In Two Minds. So he has a lot of really hard-hitting stories about the various cases that he has had to deal with over his career. Some of them are particularly harrowing, but he's a good man trying to make positive changes in the system and influence the world in a good way, because we know from this channel how dark and negative the energy is in the prison system and how there's so much corruption, and it's designed just to bring people back in America so they are clients for life for the prison industries. So we were going to start out then talking about one of your cases whereby you said a child ended up getting killed. So what led to the point where that child was killed?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, huge thanks for coming on. Yeah. And thanks for the snacks.
It's a pleasure. Everyone loves a donut.
Yeah.
So this case really sticks out in my memory. It was one of the most emotionally charged cases I've seen. And it's also one of the first cases where I gave evidence in court as an expert witness. So I was a middle grade psychiatrist, a registrar. And basically there was this young 18-year-old girl who had no previous issues, so no previous mental health issues, no offending. She didn't even get in trouble at school. She didn't even get detention. And then she just completely randomly out of the blue became psychotic, and she had all these delusional beliefs.
Was she on drugs or anything?
No, not as far as we know, no. And she believed that there was demons inside her nephew.
No.
She'd been acting a little bit oddly in the weeks coming up to that. So it's what we call a prodrome of psychosis. So it's not full-blown psychosis.
When you say oddly, what was she doing?
So she was, she stopped listening to her sort of Miley Cyrus pop music, and she would listen to this weird instrumental music. She would stare out the window for long periods of time. She would kind of chastise her own family for doing really weird stuff. So for example, she said that this sitcom that they used to sit down and watch together was smut. And used to turn it and would turn the TV off in front of them. So her family were obviously concerned, and they tried to seek psychiatric help.
Who was she living with at that point?
So she came from quite a tight-knit family of immigrants. So it was her parents, her two brothers, I believe, and the son, her nephew.